The White House is warning labor and management in a shutdown of West Coast ports that they're hurting the economy. But President Bush hasn't said whether he'll try to intervene to stop the lockout, which has lasted nearly a week. In Oakland, California, earlier today, the Dock Workers Union held a rally to urge the president not to get involved. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
A couple of hundred dock workers and their supporters attended the rally. Their message was clear.
We have to get loud because we need George Bush to hear us all the way in Washington, D.C. He's trying to intervene. Let's let him know how we feel about it. You ready to fight? You ready to fight?
The International Longshore and Warehouse Union, or ILWU, represents more than 10,000 dock workers. The crux of their dispute with management is that they want jobs created by new technology to be union jobs. The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shippers and ports, locked the workers out after it claimed they were staging a work slowdown. Clarence Thomas of the ILWU denies the union staged a slowdown.
We have been prevented from working, and we see this as an attempt by the employer, the Pacific Maritime Association, to provoke the Bush administration to intervene.
Retailers and manufacturers and West Coast farmers have been urging President Bush to get involved. So have members of Congress. They say the lockout is resulting in the loss of millions of dollars in business, especially as merchants try to stock up for the Christmas season. The 1947 Taft-Hartley Act allows the president to order workers back to their jobs for an 80-day cooling-off period. To use the act, he would have to go to federal court and show that the dispute is imperiling national health and safety. Stephen Sugarman of the PMA denies any attempt on their part to force federal intervention.
The union can open the ports tomorrow with the stroke of a pen. And it's as simple as the union signing an extension on the contract that they worked under since 1999 that expired on July 1st. They extended it for 60 days after that. And when they stopped extending the contract, that paved the way for these work slowdowns.
Sugarman says the contract prohibits strikes and work slowdowns. Right now, the union and the PMA are continuing negotiations with a federal mediator. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Oakland, California.